Kings of 21. Now you go back and look at how you seem to evolve between when you first got consciousness and the age of 21. It seemed like every year you're almost a reborn person. You're moving ahead. You develop new skills, new abilities, new sensations. And then at the age of 21, from that age on, you got one thing to learn. And it's important that you learn what that lesson is. I was really dense about my lesson. It was very difficult for me, and it's difficult for everybody, because that new lesson is something that you're not good at. Let's say you're really good at music. You sit down at the piano, you learn to play it just really easy. You can play by ear. You say, man, I'm going to be a musician. But that's probably not what you're supposed to learn, because that's easy. Where you enter new territory is very difficult, very hard, and you don't want to do it. So when you look at your life, look at where your life has led you again and again, where you didn't want to go, and that's what you're supposed to learn. Now, if you don't learn that one thing, then you got to come back and do it all over again until you finally learn that one thing you're supposed to learn. And believe me, it is difficult for us to accept. It may be in the field of relationships. It may be some type of job skill. It may be some type of common sense you're supposed to develop in a certain area. Maybe some type of skill. It may be some type of profession. But whatever it is, you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. Why? Because you're not good at it. But you're not good at anything you don't know. Now, there's a lot of things we know internally. And those things we know internally, we are good at. And we want to do. Because we're good at them, and we feel it feels natural. But the new skill that you're supposed to learn in this lifetime, you're not good at. So, when it's supposed to dawn on you, the skill, is at the end of your first Saturn cycle, which is around the age of 28, 29. Look back at those of you who are over 28. I think a third of you are that old at least. Joking.
Not one of your best talents.
Yeah, right. So around the age of 28, 29, look back on that age and say, was there some turning point in my life where I kind of started to learn a major lesson? One of the things that you can look at to really help you this way is look at your rising sign and your astrology chart. How many here have had astrology charts done before? Okay. How many know their rising sign? What's your rising sign?
Libra.
What?
Libra.
Libra, okay. Okay, that shows that the lesson that you're going to learn will be around balance. It'll also be Libra's mental sign, air sign, so that it will be around developing something in your mental development. Okay? Now, that's really hard for people into philosophy and New Ageism, because a lot of them stay away from mind, you know. But it's important that you get grounded in common sense and balancing off things, weighing one thing against another, and learning good judgment. Okay, that will be. And have you found that when you look back when you were around 28, that this was something that was kind of forced upon you?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. She says she thinks so. So yeah, when you look back about the what's in your rising sign, you'll find that there's a lesson there that you probably learned around the age of 28 or 29, somewhere around there.
It's interesting that you say weighing things, because Wayne's a Libra.
Yeah.
He's always weighing things.
Yeah, but that's a sun sign. Do you know your time of birth? Did we ever do a chart on you, Wayne? Do you remember if we ever?
Yeah, it's been a long time, though.
Yeah, a long time ago. You don't remember what your rising sign is, do you? No, we think your rising sign is Leo, right, Curtis?
Yeah, it is Leo.
Yeah, he's Leo with Leo rising and Leo planets all over the place. I mean, Curtis is the purest Leo you'll ever meet. And the Leo.
Pure bull. There's the old pure lion.
That's Taurus. That's
spring.
So Curtis's mission is to find out what makes him happy and fulfilled. And that's what he's got to do for himself. And he tries to spread that around wherever he goes. You're right. What's your rising sign?
Scorpio.
Okay. What you have to learn is acceptance of things you have no control over. In other words, especially around the age of 28, you know, if you look back around 28, it begins to dawn on you. Now, I mean, it happens before then, but it kind of reaches a crescendo usually around the age of 28, 29, where things come down on you where you think, this is not working. What's the matter? You know, or why God? You look up at the heavens and ask that question. But throughout your life, have you had a lot of things happen to you that was beyond your control? That it just produced feelings in you that you didn't know how to handle? Right. And so what you have to do is learn to accept that which is outside of your control. Because we don't have control over everything. And Scorpio is often associated with death. And the reason it is because when somebody close to you dies, you have no control about how you feel about it. You're going to feel something no matter how hard you are, no matter how self-controlled you are, if your spouse or you have a loved one dies. You're going to have feelings whether you like it or not. Now, the feelings you have, what the lesson of Scorpio is when these feelings arrive, you just accept them. So this is the way I feel. I'm feeling this way. Now, if you try to deny it and say, well, I'm above these feelings because I'm enlightened. My mother died and she's just off in a better place and I feel good about it. Okay? No, you may not feel good about it. You may feel terrible about it. You accept the way that you feel. And this is what Midge has to learn. If she's has all kinds of, she's in a business, and in business you have all kinds of problems, you accept the problems. You accept, well, this is just part of doing business. I mean, if you just pound on the table and say, that son of a gun, he screwed me and didn't pay me or whatever, that doesn't do anything. You need to accept. Being whatever you're in, whether it be business or relationship, there's just certain things that are going to come along over which you know have no control, but you do have control over one thing. You have control over accepting the situation that it's just part of life. And that's around Midge's lesson. Now you've got, in the process of the thousand lives, we go through the signs quite a number of times. So we have a number of lessons in Scorpio. She'll have one lesson in Scorpio now. 12 lifetimes later, she'll have another lesson in Scorpio to learn. And so in each one of the signs is quite a number of different lessons to learn. But then we begin to unfold all of these energy centers in the top of the head. There's 1,000 altogether. And one by one, each lifetime, we unfold a new energy. And within that lifetime, our various other centers are also unfolding. And sometimes a major center will unfold, like in the heart, for instance, which is very closely connected with the Christ energy. And when one of those petals in the heart unfold, it produces an inflow of energy into us that we don't know how to handle because we never felt this before. Has anyone ever have felt that in their life? That, you know, just you kind of live in life like normal and then you feel an energy circulating around you or within you that you have never felt before. Has anyone ever felt that? Yeah. Okay, tell me what yours was like.
It was this, when I was first getting into some of the Reiki that I was doing, and I started feeling like I just loved everybody I was around. I was like, I was just falling in love with everybody. And I didn't understand what was happening, and I would hug people, and I'd have this kind of a different experience during these hugs. And I'm like,
you know, people,
yeah. No, it was like you weren't even standing in the body anymore. Yeah. in the hug, and people didn't know how to take it. It's like you get back off and they're like spinning still, and you're going, what the hell was that? You know, it's like, I'm sorry. And anyway, it was just profound in the beginning, especially, and then over time it was like, okay.
Yeah, so you got 12 petals around your heart center. You know, the average person may have one or two of them unfolded. The more advanced person has 9, 10, 11 unfolded. So wherever you're at, you probably had one of the petals in the heart center unfold. And when that unfolded, what it does, you have 6 of them connected with the pure love energy and 6 of them connected with higher reason and wisdom. That's why the heart center is called the love wisdom center, because part of the petals are connected with wisdom and part of them with the love energy itself.